Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Our reporters are still being held at Fort AP Hill outside Bowling Green, Virginia, for daring to try to go investigate the FEMA camp. The FCC just voted to advance new internet rules. That just popped up on drudgereport.com. You guys print that for me. Ted Cruz vows to fight it. That's big news up on Infowars.com. USDA to purchase submachine guns. The mythology of the Supreme Court. Harvard Kennedy School will make white privilege training mandatory for orientation. Homeowners, AR-15, Trump's home invaders, AIM sure helps. Cities all over America are becoming extremely cruel to the homeless. That's all part of the collapse. Incredible shrinking U.S. military. Spying is meant to crush U.S. citizens' dissent, not catch terrorists. Report food prices skyrocketing. We're going to have a major problem come this fall. Absolutely, I need to be talking about all of that and more. I don't know when we'll be able to talk to our reporters about going to the FEMA camp, treason training camp. We're just supposed to incrementally just accept all this and just... If you saw the video, heard the audio earlier of what looks like 4, 5, and 6-year-olds in public schools being taught, and going, it's wonderful, gay marriage, showing men kissing each other. I mean, it's just so evil, ladies and gentlemen.
I did have an experience where on the first day of class, a professor told all of the Ted Cruz supporting teabaggers to get the hell out of his classroom before he sent us home to our mothers in a body bag.
Well, that's liberal. I mean, even if I didn't like Ted Cruz, you shouldn't have people saying, you know, they were going to kill you if you support him. It's flaming authoritarianism with a bunch of people prancing around talking about how good they are. And I'm just sick of it. And the government, every agency out there is arming to the teeth and training for war with us. And they keep telling them the war is coming. Well, yeah, because the globalists are going to start it. Even if we don't ever physically resist them, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. We've caught them doing it over and over again. We even know the names of the people that bombed Oklahoma City. They're public. We know the FBI anti-terrorism team that was there the days before that got caught lying about it. We know who planted the bombs, everything. They got police officer witnesses. We got people that worked in HUD that were witnesses, ATF informant witnesses. Doesn't matter. They just blew it up so they could grandstand and talk about how horrible everybody is. As soon as our reporters get out, we'll find out exactly what happened to them. That should be very, very soon. So just keep calling their cell phones to get a hold of them, guys.
We're on it.
I'm going to take your phone calls. I want to hear from first-time callers who specifically want to talk about the FCC planning to claim that they control the Internet. But specifically want to talk about... I'm not, again, against gay people and don't hate them. I mean, really, it's not on my radar screen. I don't... But at the same time, it's the agenda and pushing it on kids. I mean, this is criminal, in my view, what the public schools and others are doing. And it just gets more brazen, more bold, and they just grandstand. And it's a cultural takeover. And I don't like being forced by anybody to do anything. And when it gets down to my children, it makes me really, really angry. And it's really, really sick and really, really authoritarian. And that's my bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, I am your host, Alex Jones. Got a lot of news we haven't hit yet. It's coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us on the other side, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see. Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice. There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me. And they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does. Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Long live the Republic!
What the system does is bring people incrementally into it and test them and to see if they'll go along with compartmentalization and mindlessly follow orders. And through that dehumanizing process, they have built this incredibly corrupt system where the mega banks are pretty much tax exempt. The big corporations are exempt. Obama's friends are exempt from Obamacare. The Socialist Party in France is exempt from taxes on record, has Swiss bank accounts, they don't get in trouble. The EU Parliament is ceremonial and points out the bureaucrats run it and they're tax exempt. So how do you keep that going? Well, you put out diversions, distractions. You have the universities teach that white people are all bad and that's the source of evil. As Harvard's doing, that's in the news. Harvard Kennedy School will make white privilege training mandatory for orientation. Janesville superintendent issues apology for kids react to gay marriage video that shows children, look, they're as young as four, saying how wonderful it is that two men are kissing each other. I mean, I played it earlier. It's so unbelievable. But I mean, it's so creepy and cult-like. It's like that video we played last week with the abortion promoter therapist, you know, lady that sells abortion going, I love it. I'll keep a picture of it. It's so sweet what I'm going to do to it. Oh, it's wonderful. A normal person sees it and goes, this is really dark satire. No, it's not. This is when you're turned over to evil, you think it's good. And again, I'm not even saying people that are attracted to each other or whatever are bad. I'm saying the pushing this on kids is evil. And it's the sexualization of children. We're going to have a bunch of articles on that in the next few days. And then Harvard plans mandatory power and privilege training. That's right. Meanwhile, they have secret death lists for people at the VA hospitals, and they're trying to isolate it down to one place. It's system-wide. We told you about that years ago. This is the reality of what's going on. Look at this story that is out of BuzzFeed. Shock, New York Times memo. Our journalism advantage is shrinking. Well, a memo came out last year where they said that they're passé now. They came out and said that we can't even set the agenda. That's right. They said Drudge and others can. Yeah, Media Matters says InfoWars. They hate our guts. Times internal report painted dire digital picture. Our journalism advantage is shrinking. A committee led by the publisher's son warned a call to get rid of the metaphor of church and state. And they are shelling the fairness doctrine to be over internet, to be over everything. Times internal report painted dire digital picture. Says they basically have no future. We are not moving with enough urgency, it says. The newsroom is unanimous. We are focusing too much time and energy on page one, the report says. And it just goes on to talk about how they're not going to have a future. Well, their answer is bring the FCC in to put regulations and controls on and to end net neutrality so they can take over. And that's exactly how the FCC has just voted. FCC has now voted. The Washington Post is reporting to advance the takeover of the internet as we know it. FCC approves plan to consider paid priority on the internet. And that they're also setting up the monitors of newsrooms. Look, I'm not having any monitor here. I guess they'll send the socialist monitor to come teach me, do sensitivity training on how I'm bad because I'm white. You know, I don't apologize for crap. I haven't done anything to anybody, and I judge people by who they are, not what color they are, and I'm sick of it, and I don't buy all your globalist propaganda to make me feel guilty so I can roll over so you people can carry out the takeover of humanity. That's why they're just promoting nothing but infighting, nothing but division, on and on and on, because that's all they've got, because it's a tiny elite absolutely robbing all of us. The Federal Communications Commission today voted in favor of advancing a proposal that could dramatically reshape the way consumers experience the internet, opening the possibility of internet service providers sharing websites for higher quality delivery of their content to American consumers. The plan, approved in a 3-2 vote along party lines, could unleash a new economy on the web where internet service providers such as Verizon would charge a website such as Netflix for the guarantee of flawless video streaming. Well, folks, you pay for the type of connection you have to get the video. Plus, the compression's so good now, it doesn't cost a fraction of what it is a few years ago. It'll be a fraction of that. I've talked to all the scientists, the internet people. These companies have been saved by the dot-com booms and the internet and the bandwidth. You're paying them for what you're downloading. You're paying. In many cities, there's a monopoly on broadband. But that's getting broken up. But you're paying handsomely for what you download. You're paying for the content of House of Cards or whatever it is you watch on Netflix. And then you're paying for the bandwidth. Almost said a cuss word. I'm really getting tired of this. The internet by necessity has net neutrality or it doesn't work. This isn't called Internet 2 or ending net neutrality. It's called slitting the old internet's throat, that's the real growing internet, and it's got its own problems, and forcing us on an Internet 2 that's a control grid. And I've hammered this, and I've hammered this, and I've hammered this, and even most analysts don't even get it and understand it. I mean, it's just incredible. And Google and Amazon act like they're against it. When you really look, they're not fighting it very much. Because they're going to end up controlling so much of the grid anyways, they're going to have deals to allow all this traffic to go through. I mean, sometimes a hub goes down on the internet and you can't get major websites for a day or two, and that's just a routing issue. But they can sit there and flip switches and turn off the internet. It was designed to not be that way, but they've come in with all these hardware they've added since 96, and they've taken it over, folks. And one reason the internet has problems is all the spyware and all the backdoors and the NSA stuff that's been added to it. The FBI admittedly pumping out all these worms and viruses to hack into everybody's computers and then clandestinely send it back to them. And they got warehouses full of, you know, cyberpunks in there that work for them. So in case they get caught, they just blame it on the cyberpunks. I mean, that's all on record, and I'm sick of it. And I'm not here complaining. There's so much good stuff in the world. We need to expose evil and get it out of our lives. Like if your daughter, when she's 16, you know, brings home some 20-year-old convict who's convicted of, you know, robbing liquor stores, you know, you tell her, look, you're not dating that guy. He's a piece of crud. You got to put your foot down, man. We've been overrun by criminals and a bunch of lawyers lying for them.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Our reporters have not been released from AP Hill, Fort AP Hill yet in Virginia. They're having paperwork done. So we'll find out what type of baloney that is for daring to try to come and find out what the secret training facility is. But we got the footage. We know what it is. The footage has already been mailed and already received here this morning. So we'll have that for InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 o'clock Central. While we do real journalistic research, and then I give you my political analysis, commentary, and opinion. And you can make of it what you want. But I think a lot of people notice that if you watch my films from 16, 17 years ago, it's like getting in a time machine. If you would have watched those films then, you watch it, it's pretty much all come true. And I think about how the things we used to cover that people were so shocked by. Hey, the Pentagon's developing brain chips for troops. Shut up, Loon. Now it's all over the news 10 years later. Oh, hey, they're going to have a, quote, anti-stress vaccine. They're going to want to give trouble kids that actually attacks the brain and creates microscopic lobotomies. Oh, shut up, nut. Now it's all over the news. But it's like, get the new shot and be happy. This is body snatcher level. More and more I realize it's like a science fiction movie. I mean, it's as weird as Edge of Tomorrow or They Live or The Body Snatchers, but it's our own species of weird, materialistic, psychopathic control freaks who have all the science and technology of the Renaissance, all of the stuff we've developed, and they compartmentalize it, hoard it for themselves, are creating a breakaway civilization with their own internet, their own hospitals, their own. That's how North Korea is. That's how Romania was under Ceausescu. That's how a lot of the Arab countries are. It's all glistening and wonderful for the elite. And then everybody else lives in a whole other world. And that's what we're going into. But so we don't notice all that, they just have us fight over race and stuff all day. It's very scientific and it works. And the argument is, well, does that then validate them and their social Darwinism? Does that say that the public deserves this? And that, Alex, if you understand it and don't like it, your only choice is to join us. And that's the speech I've always been given in different ways. They go, look, you're not going to help these people. They would tear you apart. They're a bunch of animals, and they don't understand it. So all you can do is try to control them and feed off of them. That's what the establishment thinks about you, and they sit back and they tell me that I'm a fool for not joining with them. Well, no, I know where this is all going, and I am not signed on in any way. My spirit, I know, is real, and I'm not attaching it to this. I don't care how horrible some of the general public are and dumb and lazy. They were raised up in this mind control. A lot of them probably aren't even what you'd call a human. They're just programmable things that respond to stimuli. I get that. But they could have been human, and they still got a soul. And I'm not going to feed on them. You know, a lot of these anti-human people are vegetarians and love animals. You know, Hitler loved his German shepherds, but hated people. What was his German shepherd named Blondie? Blondie ended up getting a cyanide pill. But then I think about it. Don't you have any empathy for humans? This is a predatory system. I'm going to go to break and come back to Jason and Juan and Holly and Michael and Mac and others. But before I go any further, I haven't plugged anything in the first hour and a half. I need your support to expand the websites, the magazine, the news sites, the nightly news, the radio show, all the things, to send our reporters different parts of the country to investigate things like we're doing right now. And I appreciate all your support, but just know that we don't put a gun to your head like MSNBC through stimulus money, as I say, or NPR with tax money, or George Soros with his banker bailout money, or Warren Buffett financing all this anti-human stuff. There comes a time when no one's going to read their bull anymore. We're already pretty much there. That's when they're going to try to shut everything down, not out of strength, but out of weakness. Then it's important going into this maelstrom, this hurricane, that you energize real media. That's what we try to do, is be a platform to magnify media not as big as us and to magnify stories that aren't getting attention that we think are important. But we need you to support us financially with PrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news memberships, one memberships, 11 people can use it. It's $5.95 a month. We need you to get the high-quality water filters, the lowest price out there, the stainless steel gravity-fed systems, the ProPure G2.0 systems that cut out the glyphosate, the fluoride, everything. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find what I believe are the most amazing, cutting-edge, revolutionary supplements out there. Super Male Vitality is incredible. Silver Bullet, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, Lung Cleanse, and more. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. We've built something really special here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Articles like this, no exaggeration, 10 times a day. In my stack today, I've got more than 10 examples. I know because I've had like 8 or 9 this morning, and I see one more on Drudge. Unbelievable. Witch hunt forces out skeptical climate scientists worried about his safety. Daily Mail. I mean, I've had publications call for my arrest and Lord Monckton's arrest. You know, they've talked about us and said we should be arrested. They want to arrest us, folks. They want to arrest you. They want to, oh, you like Ted Cruz? Well, I'll put you in a body bag. It is this out-of-control attitude that none of us have any basic liberty. It's this attitude that we can be shoved around because they've got the liberal moral high ground. And liberals, what's so disgusting about an establishment liberal is they really have an attitude like they're God's gifts to the planet. And that just because they are in this group, they're elite, they're smart, you're an idiot. It doesn't matter how successful you are. Doesn't matter how high your IQ is. Doesn't matter how socially responsible you are. Doesn't matter that you're a real liberal. You really want freedom. They say they're liberal. That's the issue, is they're imposters. I know real hippie people growing up in Dallas and Austin, Texas, that are really cool, smart, wonderful people. Best people you can imagine, trustworthy, good people. And they're liberal on social issues and stuff because they're libertarians. And they're not racist. They're the opposite of an MSNBC host who just look at all the angles politically and they think they can get away with basically anything. There was a Canadian study 2 years ago. We had the professor on, or professors, if I remember correctly, there were two of them, and they did a huge multi-year study of people that claim to be big environmentalists. Now, that doesn't mean it's you, but they were six times more likely to steal, to lie, to cheat, and to not give charitable donations. Libertarians and conservatives, you can look this up, are the highest level of charity. Highest level. Liberal Democrats in this country and in Canada, same type group, don't give jack squat, ladies and gentlemen. Jack squat. And the study showed, it was a big sociology study, just type it in, guys, environmentalists more likely to steal, it'll come up. There's other studies that show the same thing. There it is. Conservatives more liberal givers. Yeah, that's in a residents of Austin, Texas, home of the state's government and flagship university. And then it goes in to break down the study that conservatives give more. Yeah, that's a George Will article, but that's not it. That proves what I was saying on the other thing. But that Canadian study was a few years ago. It was big. Is that it's then after the study, they asked them, why do you do this? Yeah, how going green may make you mean. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, study finds. London Guardian. Yeah, that was part of it. It's because, folks, they don't know how to build something on average. They're losers. They're joiners. They want to get in a gang or a group, and then they just parrot all day. Yeah, it's for the earth. Hey, part of the study was Facebook. They would send out give to Facebook to each other, but then no one gave. They would just say give to some group to feel good. They're about the surface, not the reality. I saw two white guys for no reason beating up a black guy or a black woman or something, I'd kick their butt. And if I saw a white person being attacked by two black people, I'm going to get involved. Because I see a person under attack. It was like that woman who ran into the checkpoint, got scared by the army troops. They have martial law, just occupation in D.C. They just do it to acclimate you, rotating troops around. She hit a barrel, got scared, ran, had a panic attack. Any police training should tell you women are more apt to do that statistically. It's one of the few crimes that women engage in higher than men. Usually men engage in more crime than women. That's just well known, other than shoplifting and running from police. That's basic criminology. She ran, and they killed her, and I got real mad about it. And I saw racists, because the Trayvon Martin thing was going on then. Everything was race on InfoWars and YouTube. Going, I bet he wouldn't care if it wasn't a cracker lady. And then hours later, it came out she was black. And it was like, thank you, Alex, for caring about a black woman. I'm like, what are you talking about? I cared about a woman getting chased down and shot. I didn't care what color she was. If I saw a French bulldog, and I'm not comparing my people to a French bulldog, me would say I was in. I'm saying, if I see somebody hurting an animal, I get upset about it. I get upset about somebody hurting a woman. I don't even think this is a black woman. When I walk up to a cashier or something, I don't care if they're white or black. Do they smile at me? Do they say hi? Do they look like an interesting person? I don't even think about what color they are. I think about how do they act? Who are they? What do they like to do? I'll go hear anybody play music. I don't think about what color they are. I think about what are they playing? I'll hire anybody. I don't care what color you are. What are you going to do to fight tyranny? Are you an honorable person? I value courage and loyalty above all the things. And that's what people should value out there. That's my view. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to shut up now. But we still haven't gotten our reporters out of there. I knew when I dressed down that public affairs officer about their FEMA camp, death camp training, torture camp training facility, that it would probably even make him try to subconscious level dig something up on the reporters. But I still went ahead and dressed him down because I knew it was the right thing to do. And if they persecute our reporters at that base, we'll just make it a lawsuit like we did with Pittsburgh and win it. And it's not because I'm looking for a fight. The New World Order came and got on top of me and my family. I'm tired of laying down and being run over. I'm tired of watching domestic armies built against me and my family and your family. I got empathy for you, and I know you got empathy for me, and we got to stand together against this evil. You know, I used to see a bumper sticker saying, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. Well, I want to have a bumper sticker that says, if you're not getting chills up and down your spine, you're not paying attention. I could feel the enemy intensifying. I could literally, just in the atmosphere, like you feel the atmosphere of a crowd, feel the suffering worldwide increasing. That's not mumbo jumbo. That's real. There's another big study come out breaking all that down. All these cowards that go along with the system because you're afraid of what your friends and family or neighbors think about you, wait until the real evil unfolds. Wait until there's no hope. And then you'll find your courage. Some of you. Still others will lie to yourselves to the end. I feel sorry for you. Beyond dishonor. It's as if you never existed. It's as if you turned your back on all your ancestors and you sold your soul to evil because you were too lazy to recognize the takeover. Jason in California, you're on the air. You say you're a teacher. What do you think of them teaching elementary students, showing them two men kissing each other?
Well, if I say anything against that, I'd be a racist, right?
Yeah, you've got to turn your kids over to the social police or you're a racist.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I really appreciate what you do. I'm a public school teacher here in California, and don't beat up on me yet. We're not all bad.
I know you're not.
I teach social studies at the high school level. And I kind of came across something that you've talked about a little bit, the problems with Common Core coming up, actually, you know. And there was something, a kind of a small picture and a big picture problem that came out of a meeting I was just in on Friday. I thought I should let you know. I was sitting through a department meeting in which the state standards, the previous state standards of what we're supposed to teach our students is being compared and gutted by the new Common Core standards.
Yeah, and again, once they're able to set federal, global, UN, UNESCO standards, then they can do anything they want, and then you can't create your own lesson plans. It's checkmate. We now have global education.
Exactly. And not that the old standards were perfect, but they're compared to what they're getting into, it's like a Harvard education compared to what they're going to get into.
Exactly.
Now, this is where it gets real scary, though. They had a list of all the standards from what we used to teach, and they gave them all a grade as to their usefulness or their importance as to what, if we should teach them or not in the future. Different topics, like should we teach?
Yeah, let's be honest about what Common Core is. It's your real college education now. They're overriding the old brainwashing, and it's continued education to tell you the new way to dumb your kids down. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's the small picture. Yes, definitely it's an obvious effect that's going to dumb down our education. But here's the scary part, the big picture. I'm sitting through this meeting, and we're looking through the different topics and their grades, and I find out that the American Revolution and all the Constitution stuff has been deemed unnecessary, and it's been removed from our United States history class syllabuses.
What you do is you scan that and you send it. We won't, get you in trouble because we know it's secret police everywhere. You send that to us. We make a big story out of it. Goes up on Drudge. Gets picked up by the news. We keep hammering it and exposing it. That is so huge. So teacher, blows the whistle. Common Core. Can you get us a scan of that?
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but what better way for the globalists to destroy our rights and our Constitution than by just simply removing it from our education system?
Yeah, that's 1984. Yeah. So describe what it said to us, A, and B, can you scan it and send it over?
Yeah, I can scan it for you. It simply says all the different topics, and it says American Revolution and Constitution, you know, and things next to, like, other topics have A++, you know, the different religions. Of course, they're pushing different religion stuff instead of Constitution.
Yeah, teach 5-year-olds how to give a blowjob. That's probably A++.
So, you know, I've already been through this, and I kind of do my own personal thing anyway. But the way they do it, like you say, if I don't do the test they want us to give, then I can get in trouble. I have to give the test. I have to teach what they say. And so basically, in our United States history classes, in the United States of America, they're not going to be taught the American Revolution and the Constitution. I just could not believe that is so blatantly.
Actually, we've gotten Common Core stuff that's become national news a few months ago where it said the Constitution isn't for everybody. It's group rights. So I know they're going in that direction, but that is sensational. That will really expose them. Please, sugar on top. Scan that as soon as you can. Write up a brief description, say the school district or whatever. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. And everybody, this is how you fight them. Speak out against it. You know, there's more of us than there are of them. And I just asked John Harmon running the show. I said, is that too much what I just said they're teaching 5-year-olds? He said, no, it's reality. This isn't a racy show. I don't want to get up here and talk about sex stuff on air. Okay, because I'm a conservative person when it comes to that stuff, and I respect people. You know, I don't, you know, run around kissing my wife in public or whatever. But they're teaching 5-year-olds this, so on an adult show, I should be tell you. Because if it's shocking here, well, why is it okay for the kids? You know, and I was telling Kit Daniels about this. He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, it's Brave New World, Alex, which Huxley said was a real plan in his book, Brave New World Revisited, that he wrote in 1960. He said the real plan is to sexualize kids by age 5, have them be adults by age 10, and dead by 20. And people go, that sounds crazy. No, they're going to do that with the chemicals. And that doesn't mean they'll get away with it, but they're nuts. The globalists are flaming lunatics, is what I'm getting at. Now, there it is. We need to teach sex education to kindergarten classrooms, town hall. But what is the sex education? Well, it's here's how the man has sex with the other man. I don't want them teaching kids how to have sex with women. I mean, it don't sexualize our children. Going back, what else was in this curriculum that you're going to send to us?
Well, it's everything about, you know, just world and U.S. history. But this, the main thing I could not believe is they are getting rid of Constitution and U.S. Revolutionary History in a U.S. history class.
And so in a U.S. history class, I mean, obviously you should be able to talk about this as a teacher. It's your First Amendment, but you might get in trouble. You want to say what school district you're in or the general area of California?
I'll say Central California. I don't want to get too specific. I don't know how much trouble I can get into or whatever.
Well, you know, we're all going to get in trouble if we don't speak out, but I appreciate you even doing this. When are you going to send me the scan?
Yeah, I wanted to add, is it showtips@infowars.com? Is that what you said?
Showtips@infowars.com. CC it to writers@infowars.com. I mean, just please, when are you going to send it to us?
I'll try to do it today or tomorrow.
All right, and listen, I really need you to do that. I need everybody to send me what they've got. We rely on the tips. If you send us something big that we don't get it again, send it again. We got great writers, but we don't have the money. We should have 10 people. We don't have the money. We need more writers, more researchers, more analysts. God bless you. Anything else in there that was weird that, I mean, American history, Constitution gone. I'd love to contrast it to next to, you know, what they said was important. Let me guess, that white people are racist or something.
Yeah, of course. We're all racist and we're all destroying the earth, right?
Well, listen, send over the whole curriculum because we call it the California, you know, Cation of the world. No, it's the UN. It is UNESCO that sets those standards under treaty, but we never ratify the treaty. So it's literal Agenda 21.
Because, yes, and exactly because of the diversity of California, this is their, you know, their test subject. They're working California to see, you know, how this system will work for everywhere else, nation and worldwide.
Oh, they're doing it. They're doing it all over. Great point, sir. I got your promise. You're going to send that.
All right, I will. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. You know, thank you, sir. I should stress, send us the intel. Send it, send it, send it. Say, I don't want my name in the town, or I do, but give us some background so we can vet it and make phone calls. Send it, 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 send it. We exposed the clergy response teams 3 years before it was in the news, where they have literally tens of thousands of preachers then, it's much bigger now, on federal payroll spying on everybody. People didn't believe it at the time. Now it's mainstream news. I mean, this is treason. We're going to go to break and come back with Holly, Juan, Michael, and Mac. I'll go to your calls quicker now. I appreciate you holding. It's just that that is so incredible. It is just so mind-blowing to see all of this unfolding. And now they're firing TV hosts if they're secretly Christian. Hit TV shows. We covered that last week. Oh, we found out you go to church and are conservative. You're fired. I mean, it's just literal takeover. They're making their move right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There might be enough time to turn this country and this world around, folks. We'll take calls this segment the next. John Rappaport is in the middle of the big fires that are in Southern California, San Diego area. Almost every time this happens, it's either lightning or it's people setting fires in wealthy areas to harass people or just pyromaniacs. And it's very, very fitting. that California is just besieged by every form of evil you can imagine. He's going to be joining us to talk about a host of issues. John Rappaport, always informative. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Holly in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for 7 years. I am calling about a couple of issues I've had with the public schools, my son in Arizona. The first one, he was in middle school, and he was involved in a skit with an assigned group, and one of the boys did something that one of the girls considered inappropriate. So they took my son to the office along with the other boy because he was the only other boy in the group. So then I receive a message from the vice principal of a school, not to panic that there was an issue, but it has been that my son has been found innocent and he's a good kid. So then I talk to my son and find out later that he was taken up to the office, his backpack taken away from him, everything taken away from him. He was seated in a glass room by himself where he was made to wait to see the vice principal. So I called the vice principal, and he assured me that my son is a good person and not in trouble. I said, I don't need you to tell me that. I know that. What I want to know is why he was treated like a prisoner who was given interrogation and put into a room and taken everything away from him when he's in sixth grade. The vice principal got defensive and told me that he had more power and control over students than the police or the sheriff's department. So my husband called the Arizona Sheriff's Department, and they were really nice, but they told him that that was pretty much correct. The school had more authority than they did.
Well, look, because schools now claim in courts they are the parent when they have the children, and they've been winning some of the cases, losing some of the others. But shaking hands or hugging is, you can get charged with trying to rape somebody now. But then if they want to teach kids how to do incredible, you know, damaging things to their bodies, that's okay. I mean, this is in schools around the country. Remember this broke a few weeks ago? How do people express their sexual feelings? And then it goes into all of it. Masturbation, sexual fantasy, oral sex, anal sex, cuddling on the couch. I mean, I remember this article a few weeks ago. We'll pull it up. I forget how young they were. There it was. Father outraged over poster listing sex acts in middle school classroom. And this is what they teach. And look. It's out of control, and it's the breakdown of society. Some of the schools are really dangerous. There are some people that are in sixth grade that have flunked three times that, you know, should really be in the ninth grade, and so they're scared of them, and they stick them in those glass rooms. But why are your kids then having to be around that, and then they're treated bad for something? And girls are taught, especially now, you know, to claim someone did something to them because, you know, white's bad, being male's bad. There's a lot of things, but I appreciate your call. Interesting story. Let's talk to Mac in Montana. Mac, you're on the air.
Alex,
hey.
Love the show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, about this gate thing, you know, I'm just reminded of people I'd see out on the street or in bars, you know, where they're kissing and, you know, they're trying to shock you. And, you know, I have nothing against gay people. God bless them. Let them do whatever they want.
But I mean, there is, at least by a certain group of them, they're driving the agenda, this need to dominate and get in your face, you know?
And they're also getting a sexual thrill from doing that in your face. It's like,
yeah, they probably came from real repressed families where they got beaten. And so, stay there. I'm going to come back and explain it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Jeremy, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.